This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Back again.
And we're back. Tell a friend.
Telephone.
And we're back.
Telephone number.
We're back.
Telephone number 603. Telephone number 603-283-6160. That is the phone number for you to call to participate with us in the studio here at Free Talk Live.
Committed to memory.
Who the heck am I? I am the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Reggie Rich.
Were you just acting like you were falling asleep?
It's a long introduction.
Or are you like...
When you use all the titles, yeah. It takes a minute.
I'm trying to get more.
Okay.
I feel like I'm running out because I already ended the, or added, I haven't said it in a while, but the
Buckshot Esquire,
if you will, at the end. And then I think you pointed me out, like, I think you need to be an attorney to use
that. That was not me. I didn't.
Somebody pointed out, and I'm like,
I'm a parody artist, and I don't need that. Nonsense.
Yeah, well, I'm a, you know, I'm an attorney of a different sort, right? You know, and I don't know what that is. But somebody was like, they sent me a screen cap of, exactly what I did to become a lord, which was there's this website. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but you can go find it if you want to. You basically go and you buy a 1 foot by 1 foot square plot of land in Scotland.
Well, that's to be a lord, not a lawyer.
Right, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Lord. Yeah, that's how I got Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, right? I literally went online and it said first name. I said Captain and last name Kickass, and I bought a 1 foot by 1 foot plot of land. They sent me an email and then I paid the like whatever it was, $10 for them to send me the actual certificate that says Captain Kickass is hereby a lord. And I'm like, sweet, I'm going to add that to my name.
And if you want to do that too, wait for like Black Friday and Christmas time because there are sales.
It's true.
Plots of land.
Father's Day, too.
Yeah,
they have the sales for that. Seems to be more of a guy thing than a girl thing, although females can purchase the 1 foot and they become a lady.
No, they have to marry the lord, because this is like old-timey stuff.
What about trans people? Can they buy a 1 foot and become a lord?
No.
How about a lady?
There were no trans people back in the old-timey days.
Can they become a lady?
No.
Then what?
They can be the help.
What do you call them? Like if Arya went out and like bought one of these,
they wouldn't sell it to her. This is old timey days.
Hadn't thought of that. Previously on
Free Talk Live,
we were talking about a shape shifting robotic micro swarm of nanobots that could be used for flossing and brushing your teeth. Researchers from University of Pennsylvania say they're microscopic dentists. May one day act as a toothbrush, rinse, and dental floss all in one. This sounds like a commercial, right, for, you know, new Crest nanobots.
Well, when you originally pitched this to me before we went on the air, I said, like, have you seen the 10-second toothbrush?
Right. And I had not, and you described it to me. Go ahead, describe it for the audience.
It's like a mouthpiece with rubber bristles on there that you just put in your mouth, and you turn it on, and then it just vibrates, you know, for like 10 seconds.
Oh, is it like the money printer?
Money printer go.
That's right.
Right. But because of all the like tiny little bristles on there, it brushes all your teeth at once, rapidly, with the oxygenating bubbles and the UV light or whatever. I don't know about that. Right. That's true. But it does it really quickly. So even if taking 2 minutes to brush your teeth in the morning is like too much for you. Right? Before you go sticking nano robots in your mouth, maybe give the 10-second toothbrush.
I could see something like the 10-second toothbrush like you carry in like the center console of your car.
Yeah.
For like those unexpected overnight trips and you're like, I better brush my teeth.
Or for you ladies in the morning while you're putting on your makeup, just pop that in for the 10 seconds while you're doing
and
the
like,
eyeliner.
Then poke yourself in the eye with your mascara wand. Shaking your face. This is not advice. This is comedy. I can just imagine that happening, right? Some lady, she's, you know, she's in the rush hour traffic, so she's already distracted driving. She's putting on her makeup, and then she's like, oh, I didn't brush my teeth. She reaches into the center console, pops this thing in, continues to, like, put on her eyeliner and mascara, and then pokes herself in the eye and then causes or gets into an accident.
Who does Karen sue in that? Is it the mascara people for being too sharp and damaging the eye, or is it the toothbrush people for vibrating too much? Because you know she's not going to take responsibility for her own actions.
Yeah, or is it the car manufacturer for not making a self-driving car that, like, you know, won't get into an accident? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Did you guys cover that story?
I don't remember that story at all.
Okay, there was, oh man, I might have to find this. There was a headline where they sued the car manufacturer because they were having, like, sex in the car or something like that, and...
And, like, they did it, like, go into neutral or something? And
no, it wasn't even a crash. It was just, like, you know, it was a paternity suit of some kind, and they sued the car. Like, Geico got sued on the insurance or something.
Color me not surprised. Okay. The shape-shifting robotic microswarm of nanobots for flossing and brushing your teeth, they use a magnetic field. Researchers say they can direct the microbot's motion and configuration to form either bristle-like structures like a toothbrush or elongated strings that can slip between teeth like dental floss. In either case, the building blocks of these tiny robots contain iron oxide nanoparticles, which produce both catalytic and magnetic reactions. The catalytic reaction drives the nanoparticles to produce antimicrobials that can kill harmful bacteria on a person's teeth or gums. The team's experiments demonstrated that the robots could conform to the shape of a person's teeth, even if they're crooked, and eliminate all of the biofilms that cause tooth decay and gum disease. This sounds rather good for, you know, the industry of dentists. What are you showing me, Richard? She got an... go ahead, read it.
She got an STD during car sex. Now Geico could pay her $5.2 million.
Good Lord.
This is the timeline we're in.
That's true.
Great show prep. Yeah. I thought maybe with my absence being as long as it was that someone might have picked up on this one.
No, we rely on you specifically for these types of things. And we've got some more from you today that hopefully we'll get to today. So all of this about these, you know, nanorobots for tooth care sounds great, right? They conform to any shape of teeth, no matter how many you have or don't have. It eliminate all of the biofilms that cause tooth decay and gum disease. Routine oral care is cumbersome and can pose challenges for many people.
No, it's not.
Especially those who have a hard time cleaning their teeth, says Michael Hyun Koo, a professor at the Department of Orthodontics and Divisions of Community Oral Health and Pediatric Dentistry. And I thought my title was long. This is why I have one. I'm making fun of these people. He says you have to brush your teeth, then floss your teeth, and rinse your mouth. It's a manual multi-step process. The big innovation here is that the robotics system can do all three in a single hands-free automated way. And
type of people that don't have the time to preheat their oven, too.
Well, there are people that, I don't know, don't have hands, for example, okay. Right? You know, this I could see this being a thing, or even something like
the 10-second toothbrush,
or something like that. Like, you know, this sounds great. Now, my concern...
Is that really the solution we jump to, though?
My concern, of course, here is...
I've seen a dude paint a painting with just his toes.
I've seen that, too. I've seen a female artist who does all that, and she's really good, brilliant stuff. So I skipped down a little bit. Are the robots safe for human mouths? Because my immediate thought is, I mean, anything can turn into a weapon, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you can configure these nanorobots to form, you know, micro bristles around your teeth and, you know, clean your gums and clean all the crap out of the crevices, you know, between your teeth... You could also program them to, I don't know, kill a guy.
I've seen the movie Bloodshot.
So, are the robots safe for humans? The researchers note that bristles can become firm enough to clean, but soft enough to not hurt the user. Tests of the bristle formations on animals revealed that they did not harm the gum tissue. Researchers are fine-tuning the system with hopes to see it help people in a clinical setting and even at home, especially for aging adults and people with disabilities who lack the motor skills to regularly brush. So, I look at this like most technology. A lot of folks will approach something like this fearful at first, and then, you know, once, you know, some people start using it or whatever, they kind of lose their fear because it becomes a benefit to them. And I'll just say it doesn't matter what the tool is. When somebody decides to kill, the choice of weapon is always secondary. So it doesn't matter what tools you do have and don't have around. Somebody decides they want to kill, they're going to find a way to do it. The choice of how is always secondary. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Come on. are back. It is Free Talk Live. We're on the air 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about this robotic swarm of nanobots that, well, they say it would be good to, you know, brush your teeth with, because it can get all the places that your toothbrush can't and your floss can't and all this kind of thing. But could it be used for evil?
Yes.
Of course it could. Much like anything else, we discussed during the break that, you know, something like a hammer can be used to build a house, or it can be used to, like, bash a skull in.
And that's because during the break what I said is I take Ernie Hancock's line of thinking on this.
Yeah.
And he says, well, if they can, then they are. And the question is, can they, right? Can they use these nanobots for nefarious purposes?
Absolutely.
Then they are.
Absolutely. That's a portmanteau.
There you go.
That's absolutely and positively combined into one. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Positively is the opposite. Yes, correct. Do you really want liberty in our lifetime?
Maybe.
Later this year, Mark Edge is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being held in the beautiful city of Prague from October 21st through the 23rd, and it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up all around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and will explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on Eventbrite using the promo code FTL20. That's FTL20, as in Free Talk Live. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference Twitter. Their handle is LibertyIOL, at LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your tickets soon to take advantage of the early bird discount. If you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can drop them a Twitter DM for instructions on how to do so. LifetimeLiberty.com. Remember, the code is FTL20. It's in Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. Go say hi to Mark. Tell him.
Hi, Mark.
Tell him he's doing good work.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. You're doing good work. That's, you know, the captain sent me to tell you that. That's all you have to say.
Do you get an extra discount if you say the captain sent me?
No, I don't think so.
That should be a promo code.
Tell him the captain sent you. That'd be funny.
Use promo code captain send me.
There is a, we'll talk about that. Well, okay, because I'm thinking about it. There's a new Star Trek. It's the one with Pike. So it's the pre-Kirk version. So you've got Captain Pike. And so the latest episode has Pike and Kirk meet.
Ooh.
And so there's all this, and they specifically play it up. They're like, if Pike is talking, he's like, isn't that right, Captain? And then he'd be like, yes, Captain, that's correct. And so it's all this sort of captain-to-captain stuff. And
hilarious in the writer's room.
Like, it was on, and I'm, like, in my kitchen. I'm, like, you know, making some dinner, and I'm hearing all this, Captain, 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 Captain. And I immediately think of the effing long or the effing short version. This has been done with, what's the bowling movie with John Goodman and...
Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski. They made the short effing version where they take all of the F-bombs and edit everything else out except for them saying F, 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 F through the... And it turns out to be like a five-minute movie that you can completely recap just by watching that. And so I kind of had that experience with Captain, 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 Captain. Anyway, I don't remember why I brought that up, but whatever. Let's go to David in New Mexico.
Just to avoid this.
Yes, so I don't have to make a point. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Night of the Bazaar, Judge Jewel in domestic violence case, plus NM police boss in love affair with state lawmaker, and death calls Tiny Martinez.
You know, you remind me of like a, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, these like television shows, these...
Evangelists?
No, like the tabloids, right? Like...
what's what this is?
E something?
E.T.? Entertainment Tonight?
Entertainment Tonight, yeah, but like there's a newer one.
Okay.
With the lawyer, he's the host, and he's the short guy, and I can't remember the name of the...
I don't watch that kind of trash TV.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, anyway, go ahead, David.
Anyway, this citing my sources so people can't accuse me of just pulling this out of my and
your end, yes.
Yeah. And so Joe, this comes from Joe Monahan's newmexico.blogspot.com. Joe Monahan was a
credible source,
a long-time reporter with the Albuquerque Journal, I believe it was, and then he went off on his own and just started doing a blog. And this is a very shorter than I am, winded, so I will just read it. A blizzard of bizarre political news fell over our enchanted land late last night as KRQE, and this is from back in 2006, KRQE-TV in Albuquerque led off its 10 p.m. newscast with two stunners. First, the judge, Tommy Jewell, Big Bill, that's the governor, Bill Richardson at the time, mm-hmm. Big Bill is picked to become the new cabinet secretary for the Children, Youth, and Families Department, CYFD, was involved in a 1999 domestic violence case that involved children. Imagine that. Tommy Jewell, the presiding judge of the Children's Court, married to Angela Jewell, the presiding judge in my family case where she trafficked my children. And it goes on Jewell, or well, I'm sorry, a domestic violence case. No, second, that one doesn't matter. On Jewell, the station reported that he reached a settlement over a 1999 domestic violence charges that kept records of the case permanently sealed. Imagine that. The
oh,
judge,
wow.
The records of his domestic violence case involving children, Judge Tommy Jewell, permanently sealed. Which of us could accomplish that?
None.
Jewell, 51, was asked to comment, but he said he could not. Convenient. Because
the records were sealed.
That's right. It might violate the agreement. He is married to ABQ District Court Judge Angela Jewell. The couple has two children. However, because of the seal on the case, KRQ could not report whether it was the members of the Jewell family who were involved in the case or other individuals. And lastly, the Jewell story had Big Bill, the governor, office running for cover with a spokesman saying they had no idea of the Jewell case.
Of course.
It was sealed. Yeah.
You got to run for governor and get these records unsealed when you win.
Right. And it says here that the Judge Tommy Jewell never voluntarily told his boss, the governor, that or his potential boss, the governor of this case. Because, you know, I wonder why he didn't tell Big Bill.
Because it was sealed.
Because it's sealed. Yeah, but they would ask the retired judge about the matter. Meanwhile, they are sticking with the Jewell appointment for now. And he never got it, by the way.
So are you going to run for governor and attempt to unseal these, David Olson?
I am governor. I have just now appointed myself, and I will unseal them.
All right. So if people want to have you do governor things, how do they, you know, ask you for these gubernatorial favors?
Just look me up on the Internet, David Olson 333, everywhere on the Internet, including Gmail.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it. And good luck with your future endeavors. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, more Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are in negotiations looking to bring back a slimmed-down version of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, with a focus on prescription drug pricing, tax hikes on the wealthy, and climate spending. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News Sunday he thinks President Biden is out of step with the needs of Americans.
You want enough money to be able to fill your tank with gas. You want enough money that you can buy a week's worth of groceries, and you want to have enough money to pay the bills at the end of the month. But Joe Biden's not going there. He's going to higher taxes, more government spending, and attacking American energy.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park has burned nearly 1,600 acres and remains 0% contained as crews continue to battle the fire. USA Radio News. President Biden is defending his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia. In an op-ed published in the Washington Post, Biden saying the United States has to engage directly with Saudi Arabia to stay strong and secure. The president set to begin a Middle East trip Wednesday, which will include stops in Israel and the West Bank. A NHL team is being applauded for a recent hire.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold the title in the NHL. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there, the momentum's going to keep growing. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and to continue to change the landscape of all sports.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Aha, the duo.
The dynamic duo.
I was your backup singer there for a night.
A big, nice, yeah, duo.
I, that's not us.
Oh, no. That's a skit from Saturday Night Live.
Cling tenaciously to my buttocks.
Okay.
I believe it's one of their more famous lines. Didn't one of them have like a big A?
Yeah.
Both of them for ambiguous?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Just see if I remember correctly.
I take the Norm MacDonald rest in peace line. Like, I'm deeply closeted homosexual. Deeply closeted.
My favorite Saturday Night Live bit would have been, they had, I don't remember who it was, some skinny white girl. And, like, she gave herself, you know, or they put her in, like, a mohawk.
Okay.
You know, makeup wig kind of thing. And then they gave her a bunch of chains, and she was Mrs. T. And
okay.
Mr. T was, like, nice. You know, the host of the this is old, so I'm old. So, but, yeah, that was relatively funny. And also, Eddie Murphy used to do Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Yes.
That's the classic stuff, man.
I think one of the more contemporary with my age range for when I was watching Saturday Night Live regularly was the Cork Soakers.
The Cork Soakers.
Cork
right.
Soakers.
Yes. Yes. What a bunch of Cork Soakers.
Plus, he's a soak of the cork.
That's pretty good. Oh, I also remember Doug and Wendy Weiner.
Okay.
This was Joe Piscopo and probably Gilda Radner, I think. And they would talk like this all of the time. Whenever they would speak, they could only speak like this. And it was amazingly annoying. And so, like, at one point, they're in line at a bank. and these robbers come in, and they basically annoy the robbers, you know, until they get shot, right? And they're like, ouch, I'm shot! They get shot after annoying the robbers so painfully. But, like, they would just be like, you know, yes, I'd like to make a withdrawal. And it's just so annoying. Yeah. Anyway.
I think my overall favorite would be the weekend update in general. Like any of those?
Dennis Miller, I think, was probably the king of the weekend updates.
Okay.
I did enjoy Norm MacDonald when he did it, and there's a few other people, too, that have done it. The two
Colin
gals.
Quinn.
Colin Quinn, but the two gals.
Tina Fey, and I don't know who and, the
other
one is.
Yeah, Tina Fey and...
Sherry O'Terry.
No, it's the... Anyway, you know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
The listeners do.
Okay.
I assume.
Okay.
It's bad to assume, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. Anyway, we need to talk about this bit that you brought in, Richie Rich, from greenlemon.me. I don't even know what this site is.
Don't even worry about it. I came across one piece of show prep months ago, and then I went to, I was so good, so provocative, that I added this site to my list. So there's a whole bunch of like celebrity gossipy nonsense coming out of this site, and occasionally the gem that gets like plucked. And this is the gem that gets plucked for this week.
In the previous segment, I was trying to remember the name of a tabloid TV show. TMZ.
Oh, yeah.
TMZ was what I was trying to remember. Just for our listeners who, you know, were like, dude, it's TMZ, you dumbass.
Like, we also said, like, E.T., and that was, like, Entertainment Tonight.
It was and I was, like, no newer than that because I don't know that E.T. is still a thing.
It's amazing that TMZ started as a website.
Right.
Right, and then parlayed that into an actual TV show.
So we here on Free Talk Live have covered this particular person previously. He invented something that we call the suicide pod. This thing looks like a science fiction cryogenic sleep chamber, and it can only be activated from the inside. So there's no, like, it's not a Dr. Kevorkian thing where somebody's assisting you with your suicide. It's you can 3D print one of these of your own volition completely voluntarily and decide to get in it and activate it from the inside and end your own life.
And this was designed to comply with, like, Sweden or Switzerland or something, Switzerland's assisted suicide law.
Right. Meant to keep medical involvement at a minimum, according to the text here in this article, as it can only be activated from the inside. So, this guy, what's his name? Dr. Philip Nitschke.
We're going to say Nitschke.
Nitschke. Dr. P. Nitschke. An expert. Well, here's the headline. Dr. Death wants to make a body implant that kills you when you forget to deactivate it.
Right. See? Plucked.
Like, and again, if it can, it will, right? Like, can this
Well, this thing... is designed specifically for that. But, like, I read the headline, right, and then my brain goes like, well, that's weird, because to me it's like you have one bad night, right? You go out, you go out partying, you go out drinking, you forget to hit the button that deactivates your implant. And then that's it. You just don't wake up the next morning with a hangover because you're done.
Yeah. You get into a bar fight. You're in a coma for a couple of days.
Oh, poof. Yeah.
The subheadline says, what if you can die at your own term in your own time?
Okay. So you see the subheadline and you go, we've already got technology for this. He already invented the pod.
Right.
Right? It's done. Like, technology is there. If that's what you want to do, just 3D print or buy the pod.
Now, I hold the opinion that if you find yourself in a place, like for me personally, the only time I would ever think of deploying any of these things is if I were no longer capable of self-support, right? I can't take care of myself. I got to depend on others. Maybe I'm out of money. Maybe I'm being a burden to my family or my friends or the system or whatever. Like, I think it's important that I be able to opt out.
Yeah.
At that point of my life. Now, I want to live a full, long, healthy, and, you know, elderly life if I can, if, you know, I don't die. Like, there's so many things you could die from these days. Like, it's almost impossible to, you know, be old and, you know, that kind of thing. But
the anarchist in me wants to burden the system as long as possible.
Right. So it would be a very sort of outside of my normal actions to deploy one of these things, but I could see where these things have use. And if it's voluntary, why not?
The pod or the kill switch?
I mean,
either or.
It's your choice.
Okay.
right? Which one you would prefer? And we haven't even talked about what the kill switch is.
Okay.
But what's that band? Kill Switch Engage. That gives them new meaning to me now because of this. But I would choose the pod.
Yes.
In this particular instance, because I don't
less
wanna,
likely to make an error.
I don't want to walk around with the equivalent of a ticking time bomb inside of me. You know, it reminds me of these movies where somebody puts like, well, we've implanted a chip in your system, and if you don't return with the thing in 24 hours, it'll automatically explode unless
That's
we inject
this
you
is.
With this. Is that what this is?
Sort of.
Do you want to read it?
No, I mean, I can. I have it up. I mean, it's basically that. Like, you have to deactivate it every day. Every day?
I thought, oh, geez. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Dr. Philip Ditschke, an expert who advocates the right to die movement and crafted the controversial suicide pod, shared that he's come up with another idea, an implantable death switch. The former Australian practitioner was first known when he gave a patient the first voluntary injection in 1996. He's since then been speaking out about the right to die and coming up with the Sacro, a 3D printable death chamber that floods the body with nitrogen. The design was meant to comply with Switzerland's assisted dying laws and meant to keep medical involvement to the minimum, as it can only be activated from the inside. The doctor spoke with The Independent about how his nonprofit group, Exit International, has been brainstorming for something more radical and effective to allow people to seal their own deaths in the scenario where they are faced with incurable degenerative brain disorders. The man spoke, when a person has dementia, they can nowadays, quite legally in some places, fill out a bit of paper 10 years ago when they are sound mind saying, if I get like this, kill me. Now, 10 years later, a doctor can come along, read the bit of paper, and even though you don't know which way is up or down, legally give you an injection to end your life. That makes a lot of people feel pretty uncomfortable, and it certainly makes me feel uncomfortable. So what we're working on here is some sort of implant, which you have to switch off every day.
Wow.
When you've forgotten why you're switching something off that's beeping, then you will die.
When you've forgotten why you're switching something off that's beeping, then you will die.
So again, you go out partying, right? You drink too much, party too much, whatever. This thing's beeping. Do you hear it? I don't know.
Does anybody else hear it except you? Presumably just you.
Right. So it's this thing's beeping at you, but you're hungover, you know, poisoned or whatever. I don't know how to describe it. Never been in a situation for me. And you forget to hit the button to keep you alive for the next day.
Or you're like, hey, hon, the microwave's beeping.
Or whatever.
603-283-6160. Would you consider an implant that you have to turn off every day in order to not die?
Every day.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Oh.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around, but we're too busy doing a live radio talk show known as Free Talk Live.
And throwing poop at people.
I don't know if you got to hear last night's broadcast at all.
I listened to basically the first hour as I drove over.
There were some protesters who in the Netherlands who managed to spray...
Niederlanders,
yes, okay. Who managed to spray... The police with manure.
Yes, good on them.
So I thought you might enjoy that particular factoid. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And Rich.
And we were talking about this guy.
Dr. Death.
What's his name? Nitschke?
Philip Nitschke.
Who previously... designed the suicide pod, now is designing something called a suicide implant that
it's either calling it a kill switch.
That's a poor name for it, but
okay,
it is accurate. That
truth in advertising, Captain.
That you implant into your body, and it beeps at you every day at some point, and you have to acknowledge the beep and turn the beep off. Or you will die.
Or you die.
So we'll talk more about that, but first let's go to, we've got Nettie calling from Canada. Nettie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, there was a document. There was an arm of the U.S. government that contracted to a company called Trail of Bits.
Okay.
The arm of the government is actually, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, part of the Pentagon. It's a DARPA. And so DARPA they contracted with this company called Trail of Bits. And Trail of Bits produced a document called Are Blockchains Decentralized? It's a 26-page PDF.
Sure.
It says the unintended centralities in distributed ledgers. Anyways, I was excited last night. I was talking about it, but I've kind of summarized it so it's easier to understand. So it seems like this paper is trying to find ways to centralize. By the way, the paper, they say they only did Bitcoin and Ethereum, but they're trying to find ways to centralize blockchains because they can't, as they admit, they can't do it on cryptography itself. And they find different ways, like, for example, ISP or something that's centralized. So they have different ways, or what they call different sources of centralization.
Right. And so they have, if I remember correctly, well, first of all, I have a side comment. The side comment is, Bitcoin, the big one, the regular BTC, if you will, has been under attack since it was created and continues to remain under attack by the following things.
Yep.
Governments, mathematicians, hackers, would-be, you know, nefarious people who are trying to get rich quick, and it remains under attack. Now, it makes sense that governments would try to sort of figure out, you know, can we dismantle it in some way? Can we decentralize this? Or can we re-centralize
this? Can they steal enough money to create enough miners to get their 51%?
Right. You know, so, like, and to this date, this has not yet happened. So that's sort of my side comment. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they have sources of centralization. So they say here, this report covers several ways, and so there's six types of centralization that seems that they have, or ways that one can make it more central, let's call it that. But that's not decentralization.
Okay.
That's like a goal of one. Let's just say it goes towards centralization. So they have six ways that it can, and again, it's not the cryptography itself, as you said last night, too. It's correct. Decentralized is decentralized.
Right.
But they're, basically, it seems like they're looking at real world, the way blockchains are being used, for example, going through ISPs, etc., and can we centralize or get close to centralizing different aspects of it and not just the cryptography itself? So they have, or not, they're just the crypto itself. They have your sources of centralization. So six of them. One of them they call authoritative centralization. And they say, you know, what is the minimum number of entities necessary to disrupt the system? This number is called the Nakamoto coefficient. Anyway, so they say they also refer to as governance centrality. Then they have something called consensus centrality.
Yep.
They say similar to authoritative centrality, to what extent is the source of consensus, example, proof of work, centralized? Does a single entity, like a mining pool, control an undue amount of the next word's hashing power? So they're trying to look for ways, I think, they're trying to look at ways where you can try to maybe centralize it more because you can't do it to the cryptocurrency itself. You know, one is motivational centrality. They say, how are participants disincentivized from acting maliciously? Example, posting malformed or incorrect data. To what extent are these incentives centrally controlled? How, if at all, can the rights of a malicious participant be revoked?
Sure.
So they have interesting.
So, yeah, top didn't you have that with the DAO on Ethereum several years ago where they reset the blocks? They went, nope, malicious actor, and reset.
That's true, they did. So what is, Nettie, this is all very good information, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. It's stuff I haven't heard before. What is your point just to alert people that this is what's going on?
Yeah, I guess. Exactly. Okay. It's to get people to see, like, hey, look, this is something maybe that's not where it's a very, very small minority fringe thing. Fringe, I think that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
This is something the technology, crypto itself, currency, it's being looked at by the current powers that be.
See, they're controlling the narrative, Ken. That's what I was saying earlier.
They've won out. Eh?
Yeah. Hey, they're studying it.
DARPA's studying it, putting out reports.
Yeah, well, we know
they've got media outlets suggesting that cryptocurrency needs to be centralized.
Because they can't do anything else.
I get it.
Thus far, cryptocurrency has remained impervious to states' actions, to hackers' actions, to would-be con men's actions. The only time people get swindled is either by something like an ICO, initial coin offering. We've seen that. If you invest into an S coin, the S stands for a word that I can't say on the radio.
Some kind of mushroom.
Go look up OneCoin if you're looking for, you know, the quintessential S coin. They're still looking for the lady behind all that. Or if you get socially engineered into giving up, like, a password for your wallet or something like that, or your exchange ID and password, and they get on your exchange and take all your money from you, move it to a different wallet, and then it's gone. So
I think part of this, part of the social engineering comes with moving the masses, right? Which is why I was in favor of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, whatever, staying small, right? For our little freedom communities, because once you get the masses out there calling for these sorts of things, right? Like we need Bitcoin to be regulated. We need to have a lender of last resort for Bitcoin. And if they're the majority, all of a sudden,
right? But like the question isn't what are people going to call? They're already calling for that. And politicians are calling for that. There's already people who are like, you know, they've been swindled or they lost their life savings because crypto went from 68,000 back down to 20 or something.
Yeah.
You know, this year, and so people are like crying, like oh, because they made a bad decision,
right?
Instead of accepting responsibility for their decisions and maybe not risking their life savings on something as volatile as this. Or having the patience to wait it out, like a you know somebody who's been following the cryptocurrency, you know, might do over the course of its lifetime. Yeah. Instead, they're looking to Big Daddy government solve my problem for me.
I get it.
I got you know, and so they've been calling for this. I feel like you're afraid that the government is eventually going to regulate the Bitcoin. The question is how. It's not possible currently, mathematically, for them to do so.
What I am afraid of is the end around. So not necessarily that the government regulates Bitcoin, right? But that the government, much like if they're calling for a lender of last resort,
mm-hmm.
right, puts something above Bitcoin and above the exchanges, right? So
how?
They create an office.
They already can't put their own currency above it. In fact, it's done nothing but lose value since the invention of cryptocurrency.
You create an office of crypto regulation. They're the ones who are the lender of last resort for the exchanges when the exchanges get over-leveraged.
And what does that mean practically? Like, give me a practical example.
One of the problems right now with the exchanges is there hasn't been any audits of them, so they increment your account that says, "Hey, we've got some Bitcoin for you," but much like the goldsmiths of the past giving away fake paper gold, some of the exchanges could now be giving away fake paper Bitcoin by incrementing your account, and they have no way to back it.
Right, if you come at it as an investment,
and so when they go insolvent, right, then you now have this layer of government above them to bail them out, and what does that do for the underlying Bitcoins? Or whatever cryptocurrency is underneath.
These are good questions. 603-283-6160. Do you have the answers to any of this, or do you think it's possible for governments to co-opt or even regulate crypto? More coming up.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.